two of the folks who are involved in the newest Springfield Contemporary Theater production, the Broadway musical review Jerry's Girls, which opens tonight, as Kim was just reminding me. Kim Crosby is one of the stars of the show. Josh Inman is directing and choreographing. And Ashley, she says you're not going to be there tonight because you have a show in Branson.
I do, but they're ready.
Care to plug? Go ahead and plug.
Yeah. What is it you're doing in Branson tonight?
I'm in the Magnificent Seven show this season, so I'll be down there, but Jerry's Girls is happening at Springfield Contemporary. We're really excited.
You've got it rolling now. So.
Oh, yeah, they're doing great. They're doing great.
See, Kim, what's the last show you've done locally? Trying to remember.
Mary Poppins, I believe.
It's been several months, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little while.
What have you been doing in the meantime?
Oh, no, performance-wise?
Yeah.
Not much. I mean, I'm just so excited that Jerry's Girls has come around and to been given the opportunity to play this show, which marked my Broadway debut.
Absolutely.
Ages ago. And I was one of the ensemble women. And it was a phenomenal experience, you know, to have worked with the original stars there, Dorothy Loudon and Cheetah Rivera, Leslie Uggams. And I'm actually singing Leslie Uggams' track in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's really fun.
Now, this, of course, is music based on, or it's basically a musical review, all kinds of Jerry Herman songs, the songs for women characters in all kinds of shows that people may know or may not know. Necessarily.
Right. You know, when I
there
first started,
certainly a lot of famous Jerry Herman shows.
When I first started working on this show, there's, of course, the classics that you come to expect when you come to the show. But there's several songs that
Mame and Hello Dolly and so on.
Of course. Yeah. And then there's several new songs that I was not familiar with, but they are just as good. And the audience is going to love it. You know, it takes you through Herman's canon, but then it's so much more than that. Too. It's a lot of fun.
And we don't just sing the women's songs either. You know, we sing all the male characters'
Everything.
Songs as well.
Did Jerry Herman actually put this review together, or was this put together by someone else?
Well, Larry Alford was the it started out as a small off-Broadway review and just grew and grew. And actually, there was a national tour prior to the Broadway opening that starred Andrew McArdle and Carol Channing and Leslie Uggams. And also traveled with an ensemble of women, and that was on the road for many, many months, and then it finally had its Broadway debut. But you know, we had phenomenal costuming by Florence Klotz, and you know, for me it was, of course, being the first Broadway show I did, first experience with top notch, you know, technical artistic people, and it was just a gas to do.
And it must be a real gas to. Revisit it after these years.
It really is. And we have a terrific group of ensemble women.
Oh, absolutely.
Four gals. And they work harder than we did in the Broadway company. We had eight. You know, there were eight of us in the company. And you know, all of us were singer-dancers.
Right.
I was primarily singer who danced and all that. But
They're doing it all.
They're doing every single number.
And they're working really hard. They've
phenomenally talented.
Yes, wonderful.
So you have three star vocalists, performers, and then an ensemble behind them. So
that's right.
Yeah, so they support the leading ladies, but then there's also several moments in the show that they get, you know, to be featured as well.
The leading ladies, we should say, first of all, are Kim, appearing under an Actors Equity special appearance contract. We have to get that line in there.
I don't know
if we have to, but it's all in all. You know, it's in all of Lou's publicity, so I guess I might as well make the point.
Well, thank you, I'm a proud member.
Yes,
of Equity.
Right, proud member of Equity. Mm-hmm. All alongside you, in front are Carol Reinert and Kelly Osborne, and then the ensemble includes Molly Fowler, Natalie Gorman, Olivia Jones, and Haley Rolland. So you have four ensemble performers, as you say, doing the work of what, eight in the original show?
Oh yeah, yeah, and all, you know, leading ladies in their own right. I think, you know, and they're just phenomenally talented, as we said. And are they all BFA musical theater?
Yes, at
students?
MSU.
Yes. Okay, all of them.
Yeah.
So, as director and choreographer, you're traffic cop for the whole thing. kind of, if you could just go through just a little bit of the process of putting a show together like this being a musical review where you're doing set pieces from a wide variety of different shows and different storylines, and it's not the same thing as putting on
Right.
Yeah, a regular show.
Each song has its own feel. And, you know, we kind of take you, we kind of mold that into a piece overall that, you know, has that feel of what we want to have, where you just come to a night at the theater that's fun and entertaining, takes you back, introduces you to some new stuff. So, you know, I start primarily my work as a choreographer. I would feel like that's kind of my main thing. So this is a perfect transition piece for me to go into that directorial work as well.
He was a perfect director for this piece. I think the choreography is wonderful.
So you were talking about the costuming, different costumes for each of the set pieces.
Well, no, just very minor. I mean,
just
under
very
the circumstances.
Minor. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say you'd be doing a lot of costume changes otherwise.
Well, yeah, I mean, little costume accessories.
Accessories, yes. Away,
just to help set the stage for every number, but, you know, to a minimal degree.
Well, people are going to be hearing songs from MAME, Hello Dolly, Mac and Mabel, La Cage aux Folles, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. Now, is that's a Marx Brothers spoof, sort of?
What is it? Something of the vaudeville?
Yeah, it's the vaudeville.
Exactly.
Era. Yes.
And Milk and Honey, which is another relatively unknown Jerry Herman show. But
it's one
as
of
you
earliest
said,
ones.
Yeah, one of his earliest ones. But that there's such a tradition in musical theater of shows that for some reason don't really make it as a success in their own right. They always have fantastic music.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, sometimes you have to be you have to excavate that, find it, and perpetuate it.
Yeah, the cream rises to the top,
I think. Well, hopefully. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's hard, you know, these songs are forgotten and buried for decades in some cases, but then you've got someone putting together musical reviews of composers and here they are. They take on a whole new life,
right? Mm-hmm.
Totally
right.
Separate from the show that they were in.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think the whole show is really beautifully modulated that way, and that you will hear very familiar songs and then a lot of material that most people may not be familiar with, and it's just it's a lovely tribute to his music.
Well, talk about Jerry Herman just a bit and his music and his legacy as a Broadway composer.
Well, my goodness, he was very involved with, you know, with our review, and I think on the tour he very often appeared on stage. I mean, he just loves the limelight, and he was just born to play the Two a Day. This is a song we have titled that, and he was just a phenomenal musician in his own right, obviously. But he, you know, very often would appear on stage to play the piano for Carol Channing or, you know, for Leslie Uggams. My final callback for the original company was at his townhouse on the Upper East Side in New York, and that was a real privilege to, you know, to step inside his home, which was, you know, wonderfully elegant. There were Chagalls, you know, hanging on the walls. You know, he was just a huge commercial success, and you know, I think and that for any composer is a real rarity. You know, even no matter how talented you are, you have to write music that people love and respond to, and he just had a gift of being able to write some phenomenal music that really hooked.
What is it in Jerry Herman's music that provides that hook for audiences, you think?
Well, I think it's just a mixture of wonderful melody that suits the characters very well. I mean, and I think the best writers always enhance the characters and. You know, and I don't quite know how to put my finger on what it is exactly, but you know it when it's right and when it's good. And he just resonated with so many people, and of course wrote some wonderfully iconic female roles.
Oh yes, he did, definitely. Now performances, as we say, the show opens tonight, and will run Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. through August the 28th. So you're doing 3 weekends altogether.
That's right.
Tickets are available at Springfield Contemporary Theater's phone number 831-8001, or go to springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. What else do people need to know about this show, do you think?
You're going to walk in and just have a wonderful, wonderful time at the theater. You know, everyone that we've had in rehearsals, whether it be, you know, our props master, anyone watching the show is singing along and tapping their toes. It's just
when it's just nonstop. It's just wall to wall.
You can't help
musical.
It's just very fun. Very fun. And these ladies do a phenomenal job.
Yeah. Is there any kind of narrative that ties it all together, or is it just, you know, Jerry Herman's music just kind of, it can ride that crest and just
it holds its own.
Yeah,
well, it does. You know, but we don't specifically talk about it. Now here in 1962,
right.
We have blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. And I don't know in the production notes in the program whether or not they spell out specifically what years. I believe they give the year.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know, of each song and what show it appeared.
Right.
You know, but it's a great night of entertainment. Mm-hmm.
Just sit back and just wash yourself in Jerry Herman's great music.
Yes,
absolutely.
With Jerry's Girls, the music and lyrics of Jerry Herman, a Broadway musical review opening tonight at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza. That's at the corner of Robertson and Pershing in downtown Springfield. Josh Inman directed and choreographed the show. Kim Crosby is one of the leading ladies, along with Carol Reinert and Kelly Osborne. And there's an ensemble behind them, including Molly Fowler, Natalie Gorman, Olivia Jones, and Haley Rolland. Instrumental accompaniment.
We have a wonderful band. Mm-hmm. Alex Huff is our musical director, and then we have a great pit on stage.
I mean, it's such a treat.
Fantastic, yes.
So it's not really a pit band because it's on stage.
Yes, it's. Yeah,
right.
We have a nice ensemble up there.
Well, you know, you're opening tonight, so I should let you go and put your feet up for the rest of the day before opening night. Thanks a lot to Kim Crosby and Josh Inman for being here. Appreciate
it. Always a pleasure, Randy.
Right. We'll see you later.
Okay.